According to news reports, at least 65 have been killed, with thousands displaced and thousands of homes destroyed by heavy winds registering at 145 miles per hour. Flooding and the collapse of communications networks, together with a key bridge, have left many areas of the country inaccessible. Haiti's Electoral Council announced that presidential elections planned for Sunday would have to be postponed. Enzo de Taranto is head of office for OCHA in Haiti, and on Thursday morning he said that there had been no word on conditions in the northwest of the island, which was struck hard by Matthew. His words are spoken by an interpreter.
Concerning the south, however, we can confirm major damage across the territory. We have unclear and very preliminary numbers. We have an estimated 1.5 million affected people, with 350,000 people in need of humanitarian assistance.
He added that a specialized post-disaster evaluation team would go out into the field on Thursday, weather permitting, to make a full evaluation. He said the UN mission, MINUSTAH, would work with the government to establish two operation centers in Les Cayes and Jérémie. Matthew Wells, United Nations.